could well be a two-horse war again with Prezado. And we've got Simon Zara, who has just been an absolute marvel for us and listeners the last couple of weeks, tipping winner after winner after winner. And we expect more of the same this morning. Simon, how are you?
Good, thanks, Michael. Just 2 minutes. Sorry about that.
Is that your bank manager? Where to put that load of cash?
No money after Caulfield. Got nothing.
Wow. Yeah, it was a little bit of a strip out there. Have you got much money left after the Magic Millions? How many have you managed to secure?
Three at the moment. So, yeah, it's been tough going, I think. A lot of people went up there thinking that the market might be a little bit south, but obviously, you know, it's been very strong and obviously a lot of nice horses up there. So we'll go into battle again today and tomorrow and hopefully we can get a couple more.
Well, you might have a little bit more cash to splash after tomorrow's meeting at Flemington because you've got two really nice hopes, especially in the Kensington Stakes with Prezado and Sword of Mercy. Firstly, to Prezado, Jamie Carr on board, you take on Fabergino. It's a nice little 1,000 metres down the straight. It's a good field assembled, but gee, loves it. How is he going?
Yeah, well, he's going well. He's obviously had a good time after the farm. He put 22 kilos on, so he gets up there and lets down quite well. And so we sort of bring him back, and he had a nice jump out here on last Friday. Had a good blow and had a pretty easy week. So I think he looks better. He just looked probably a touch flat after that Mooney Valley run first up, and I think we've had a better time going into this race than we have the last.
So do you think he's going better than he was when Fabergino just beat him last start, or on a par?
Oh, look, I think he probably just had a better prep where he just seems to race a lot better out of the farm than sort of being stuck in a block here. And, you know, he just seems a lot happier. His action looks better. So, yeah, look, obviously Fabergino just gets him off the bridle a bit earlier. So he's got to try and find that you know, that length. I know he's obviously got a little bit of a weight, you know, weight turnaround, but yeah, it's the way they sort of run the race. That probably, if you can take out of his comfort zone a little bit early, he probably hasn't got that massive finish like he has. But yeah, look, drawing the right gate, going to get a lovely run, and hopefully he's good enough.
Gee, Sword of Mercy, I'm not sure what you and Maddie have done to her, but her last three preparations have been phenomenal. She's never finished further back than third, and she's got two in a row. How do you compare her to Prezado?
Look, he's probably on the way up. He's always had plenty of ability, just trying to keep her sounds, being probably the main problem with her. I think we've got her right, and sort of probably went to Flemington a little bit underdone, and we're sort of more hopeful than thinking we can get the win, and she won well. And obviously, you know, she hit the line terrific at Caulfield the other day, so she's had a pretty easy time of it, so just trying to pump her tyres up a little bit to run against these sort of horses. And look, she'll get one crack at them late, and you know, she's good enough. She's there to win.
High and Dry backs up from last week. It was an honest run. Was the backup always planned?
No, look, it wasn't. But we look, a couple of things last week. We sort of went home and scratched our head. We thought he could win, and then we sort of sat down and looked at the weights, and it just was really bad at the weights at the end of the day. And, you know, 54 the winner, and he had 60. So, look, he had a good blow, but also, we always sort of thought he was probably a miler, and where they just go that bit quicker for him, and he relaxes on the bridle a bit easier than being 1800. He's quite keen and doesn't quite finish off as good. So, looked a nice race for him, sort of a claim, and, Will is just that riding absolutely super, and, he said he'll get a great run, and I think he'll be right in the money. I think the horse is going better than ever.
Well, that's a nice little push in what looks a winnable race tomorrow. And then you've got your French import who went around at Warrnambool last start. It was probably an even run without flashing light, but has he taken much improvement out of that?
Yeah, look, he was always going to have just gradually improve, and gets fat on the side and always ran. Always just putting weight on, and we can't get enough work into him. So just hoping that racing will get him fit. And thought it was a terrific run the other day. Just couldn't get going when he needed to. And And then he sort of just couldn't get rolling, but I thought his last 200 was good. I think the 2,000 back on at Flemington on a big track, he should improve, and this would just top him off nicely for a race over 2,500 in a few weeks' time.
So should we wait or have something on him tomorrow?
I'll be waiting and just see what he does tomorrow before he's just sort of going to have a bet. He's just a bit of a work in progress, and he's got plenty of ability. We just got to get the right race for him.
All right. Well, it sounds like High and Dry might be your best, or Prezada. Who are you tipping as your best at headquarters tomorrow?
Oh, I think High and Dry was, for me, looked a beautiful race. Obviously, Prezada and Sort of Mercy going terrific in a tough race, but I just thought High and Dry looked a very winnable race for him.
It's a nice each-way play at $7 for the RSN listeners. What about today? You've got runners at Geelong. You've got some really nice chances tonight at Moonee Valley. Who's your best at the Valley?
Geelong, I thought Magus Bellagio would be pretty hard to beat. I thought if he can navigate that bad gate today with Jamie on board and just that one run under his belt, he's got a fair bit of talent, this bloke. He's probably got a little bit lost the other day and his fitness sort of ran out, but looks a nice race for him. I thought he was a big chance there. And even the stable mates a rough place chance on the way up and learning what it's all about. But tonight I thought, Limpet, if he can put it together, looked a really good race for him. And he's a horse that, the further you stretch him out, the better he's going to be. And it looked a nice race for him tonight.
There's some good chances over the next 24 hours. What's your world famous Simon Zara multi?
Oh, I might have probably Magus Bellagio the win into High and Dry the win tomorrow.
Two wins. The confidence is big.
Oh, you got to. That's why I can't get one. Too confident.
We like it. That's what we want here. Good on you, Simon. Best of luck over the weekend.
No worries. Thanks.